But when there is abstention from ill deeds, where about the unpleasant feeling or akusala, as long as there are conditions to arise? Even there is no ill deeds through body and speech at all, but it's there. And even this samadha, one knows that when citta is not as calm as that, it is akusala. So quick, so rushed, so much, non-stop. See, different degree. As soon as there is seeing, different level of akusala just come up. How come? So quick, so fast, so much, so long in a day, all the time. So how can there be the eradication of such conditions for its arising? Without panya, it's impossible.
I think that the development of samatha is often advocated by those who see it as a means of helping to reduce sense desires. But I think there's something wrong with that model, because a person with strong sense desires cannot develop high levels of samatha anyway. So
I think that it's the misunderstanding of what samatha is. They take something which is not as disturbed as other moments for samatha. But actually, samatha must be kusala, otherwise it is not calm at all. For example, at moment of understanding what we are talking about right now, no personal being at all. At that moment, the understanding arises with calmness. We cannot say that it's not calm at all. But panya is not the degree that it can detect or understand that characteristic which understands and calmness at all. Because it needs another level of panya with direct awareness. Now we just think about calmness, and we think about kusala is calm, akusala is not calm. But what about this moment? Whether it's kusala or akusala, whether it's calm or not calm. By theory, one knows that whenever there is understanding, it's calm. But actually, is it different from previous moment of seeing and then no calm, and seeing and understanding and there is calm?
Also means that they misunderstand the person.
Right. Misunderstanding is misunderstanding. It cannot be right understanding.
So if there is more development of understanding of realities, this is what will support restraint from unwholesome deeds, much better than any idea of developing samatha.
Because panya will bring more and more kusala, yes, by its nature, knowing what is not kusala and knowing what is kusala.
Would it be correct to say that it is panya that sees the danger in
panya akusala? Knows what's right and what's wrong.
No.
Sometimes is there no expectation at all by such thinking?
A lot of expectation.
Yeah, but just for the sake of panya, understanding, that's enough.
Yeah.
And panya will work its way. Otherwise, the self comes in wanting, hoping.
Yeah. Okay. So could we say it's a question of confidence in the path taught by the Buddha, that
in
is
realities.
In realities.
But many people will say about sila without panya, whether it's also good, because the Buddha tells not to kill, or when you see an insect, you can also abstain from killing it by remembering the sila, but no panya, no vipassana. But you remember what the Buddha said about not killing.
So that person will have sila, yeah, without panya.
Yeah. So it's also beneficial, but not the same, not the same degree.
Kusala is kusala, different from, yeah, akusala. It cannot bring any bad result.
No.
But that's not enough.
As I was saying earlier, the mindfulness of the body parts, that is one of the subjects of samatha development. It says
so
here.
So what do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that?
Mm-hmm. Trying to know, trying to concentrate, trying to think about, or any time when kusala citta arises concerning body.
Right, that would be it.
Samadhi arises with each moment.
There's a type of recollection, one of the 40
so it
types that's devoted to
it. Depends on whether there is kusala cetasika arising with it with samadhi or not.
My question was not so much a question as just an observation of the mention that it is not known outside the teaching of a Buddha. Samatha, based on recollection of parts of the body.
There are many levels and kinds of kusala, for example. Right. Can not be sila before the time of Buddha?
Can be.
It can.
See? Yeah. Cannot be calm before the time of Buddha?
Yes.
So what?
Yeah.
Before in India one time we were discussing about objects of samatha which could not be known or developed outside the Buddha sasana. And I think mentions this is one.
Buddha, the recollection of Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha.
But fallenness.
I think it also mentions this
other ones.
It mentions this one on recollection on the body as one also.
I think that it depends because you see that by accumulation, one can see the fallenness of parts of the body too.
Why would it mention here in this section that it cannot be known outside the Buddha sasana? Reflection on the
body.
Actually, the rest of this paragraph is talking about vipassana because it's mentioned in the Satipatthana Sutta, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then it's a little difficult to read, but it says that the sections on postures, on the four kinds of awareness, and on attention directed to elements, as they are stated in the sutta, deal with insight. Then the nine sections on the charnel ground contemplation. And stated there deal with that particular phase of insight knowledge called contemplation of danger and any development of concentration in the bloated etc. that might be implied there has already been explained in the description of foulness. So there are only the two, that is the sections on breathing and on directing attention to repulsiveness that, as stated there, deal with concentration.
I think that it depends on not understanding samatha and vipassana, because when we talk about samatha, it seems like there must be jhana from the first on. But actually, any moment of kusala is calm. So it depends on how calm can continue or grow. For example, when there is the sammasati, it can understand moments with calm as a reality. And from that time on, it depends on conditions whether calm grows or not. And right understanding can understand that that is another level of ordinary calm, because panya can understand everything clearer and clearer too. So when there is only samatha bhavana and samatha in daily life, samatha in daily life is any moment of kusala is calm, but it's too short to appear as calmness because it's not long enough like samatha bhavana. So when one uses the term samatha, one thinks that one has to sit cross-legged and memorize or do whatever they think is samatha. But actually, without understanding, it cannot be. When it's not a kusala, it cannot be calm. And what can know the difference between a kusala moment and kusala moment? So they do it with the understanding that it will condition more calmness, but actually it's mitcha sati, mitcha samadhi.
I think that's true. Of course, some people would say that if they practice more, they can see by trying to be calm, they can start to distinguish, oh, this must be the wrong way, this is the right way if they're doing that. So they need to do that preparation, even though they realize that most of what they're doing is a kusala. They would say, well, but if we keep practicing, gradually we come to know what is the right way and what is the wrong way. Sort of experimentation,
yeah,
I guess.
But the most important thing they miss or have wrong understanding is detachment. When it's panya, it has to be detachment. So samatha must be detached too, but different kinds of detachment from vipassana. But there must be detachment. Whenever there is kusala, there must be detachment. So they cannot see the difference between attachment and detachment. They try with attachment, that they don't realize that that is attachment. No matter how much they try, according to what is said in any book, it's attachment. So it cannot be the development of samatha at all.
For any kind of kusala, there must be detachment.
So how shall we explain it to others?
Aloba.
Yeah. We know Adosa, in theory.
And Sata, and Hiri, and Otapa, all Jetasika,
Sobhana Jetasika. We know in theory, but now the practice.
What do you mean by practice?
By realizing it, that it is detachment.
By what? Understanding at a higher level, it needs samma sati only to know. People would ask how and why, but it's not that person's ability. It's the characteristic and the function of all wholesome jetasikas.
We mentioned that, we explain it, but how can we explain better?
Because by kusala at level of dana and sila cannot be known about realities at all.
Because by accumulation they will abstain from akusala or give things away. Mm-hmm. But you sometimes you say when you think of other people's well-being, it's also a
by
way of
accumulation.
Detachment. Mm-hmm. So it's a way of explaining it in conventional way.
Alopa jetasika always is there.
Yeah.
When wholesome moment arises. Aloba, adosa.
But some people in the beginning, they are not ready to hear about the chetasikas.
That's why they need development of understanding. Not just want to develop samatha without understanding anything at all. Just want to reach that stage by desire, by just reading what is the object of samatha and trance of heart with akusala, attachment.
Ajahn, from yesterday's conversation, I'd like to hear you say more about when you said each moment is not samatha.
Is the I based tamada?
Difficult to make.
No
one
can
make it. Scientists cannot make it.
Yeah. So it's not tamada. Everything is not tamada at all.
I read something Nina said once, I think, something about a moment of seeing is like a little miracle because you need the sense base, very difficult, and then the visible object, again many conditions for each visible object, and then for the eye consciousness, many conditions, so and the three coincide together at the same moment.
And they have
it's like
to hold these
impossible
upas.
Almost.
The upas have to hold out the 70 moments more or less for just seeing.
When you think about it, it's really incredible.
Because the eye may fall away before and the visible object.
When we take it for granted.
Right.
Lodwijk asked me yesterday too about visible object and eye base, why it is like a miracle. Because they may fall away before, but they just have to come together.
Why do you always say it's so amazing how they
because
come together?
It's amazing. So how can I say
it differently?
She said that.
She always says,
Lami,
the coming together of the Atanas at each moment after the Bhavanga Jesus.
So this aspect of it being amazing is linked to the Ayatanas, is that right? Because they come
it
together.
Is Ayatana.
Is
Ayatana. Each of them.
Each
is
of them. Ayatana. Coming together at that time.
Yeah, can we see that each moment is amazing?
Yes.
Or no?
That's
ordinary. Very ordinary.
The balancing on the needle point.
That's what I like.
Yes.
Ayatanas
on the needle point.
Yeah.
Who said that?
It's in the Visuddhi Magga.
The Ayatanas.
Yes, balancing on the needle point.
Ivan's question, and he said Thanatang didn't really answer it about contemplating about the Dhamma, for example, dosa that is always arose, and then contemplating about afterward, and would that condition to have sati arise later on?
Can we say that anything is conditioned?
Anything is conditioned.
More or less, sooner or later. I think that more one is trying to find out what is the supporter or what is helpful. It's not the understanding, because just understand, that's all, enough. What else? Developing understanding. Otherwise, motivated by desire.
It's like the questions about reflecting on the Buddha or reflecting on the Dhamma. As soon as one has an idea of a compartment or this is what one should be reflecting on, it's self wanting to have more kusala or trying to get some results again.
One thing that I think has been emphasized is the field of understanding is what is appearing right now.
Yes.
So in a sense, in that sense, you could say trying to understand the conditions behind what is appearing now is missing the point.
Should they be mindful of reality right now or thinking about the supporter?
We have to think about something, though.
About reality right now.
Can't just think about reality right now all the time.
Visible object, see? It's not appearing. Don't move away.
No.
It seems that we do understand and we don't.
I sometimes catch myself thinking about all sorts of rubbish and I think, well, I should be thinking about the present moment or something.
But the present is gone already.
I think that's a kind of wrong view too. Just let the thinking
don't go. Mind, because it's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's more coming.
It's like
thinking,
yes.
But it's gone. What about right now?
It's like you were saying about the dreams. It's gone. Good, it's bad. It doesn't. It's gone.
Are we not in a dream?
Yeah.
I think that's very important. This understanding about it's gone. It's gone.
Earlier this morning, before you arrived, Ajahn, we were talking about the accumulations that are carried from life to life and how we understand that.
From past moment to this moment.
Or past moment to this moment. And how we understand that panya, the understanding of realities that has been developed.
When there is understanding.
But that is never lost.
Right. It's there.
But isn't that the same for any other thing that we've...
Like a kusala.
Like a kusala, or like ordinary skills
again.
And abilities?
Again.
Again?
Is this again? You mean if you're good at being a carpenter, say,
right.
This life,
yeah.
Next life you'll be a good carpenter?
You could be, yeah. If you
seems
then took up carpentry in the next life, you'd be ahead of the next chap.
Probably, I think so. I get that feeling. From
or a musician, for example.
Yeah, I think so. Why was Einstein... 21 here.
By accumulation,
exactly.
Yes, but these conventional activities are determined so much by memory of this.
Accumulation of memory.
So that memory is lost in
the
next life.
It conditioned this memory of this moment.
We were talking a little about Pali that we would forget.
It
doesn't matter as all, no matter what language, if you can understand reality right now.
That's more important, of course. But we were just wondering whether some skill like languages in the next life would
you
have
again?
Conditions.
You
yes.
again? Or just conditions?
Just conditions. Possible by conditions.
Future and past all the time.
You don't know.
And what, not present.
Right.
But really, Nina, in this life, your understanding of Dhamma was mostly from listening to Kutsuchin in English or in Thai, not from reading Pali.
Yeah.
Right.
But also the Pali now is no doubt helping, I guess.
If there is no understanding of reality, it's useless.
But the study of the Pali and so on may be a helpful condition for the understanding of reality.
Someone take a book which is translated by a very, very famous young monk now in Thailand.
Yeah, we had that the other
day.
Burmese.
To let the others see that even that person is so very skillful in translation and understand the Pali's grammar. But what about his understanding?
Sure.
Takes more than 20 of 30 years to study Pali.
But still the understanding, not so good.
Mm-hmm. Why did Buddha teach in Pali and other languages as well, depending on the listeners who could understand Pali and who couldn't understand Pali, according to people in that area?
He taught in different languages, not only Pali.
He taught in Pali, but for those who cannot understand Pali, should he teach Pali?
No, he didn't teach the Pali.
So
spoken the language. Mm-hmm. But But there's one sutta where he forbids the monks teaching in Sanskrit, didn't he?
Because the Pali is the language which is very special to be able to keep the right meaning.
Yes.
Yeah.